The shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hello, this is Al.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Al Show. We're just listening to great music here. And don't forget, we have our co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews.
Hi there.
Hi. Nice to see you again.
Happy Valentine's
Day.
Whoa,
I hear people calling in already. We haven't even started. Okay, so we are brought to you folks out there tonight by Stephen and Stacy Lowry with their O2 Motorsports Service Center. Located on Prestige Way, 1177 Prestige Way. Off of Caterpillar, right around the corner from that Valero gas station up there. They have over 30 years experience in dealing with BMW, German cars, BMWs, Porsches, Audis, VWs, like yours, L, Land Rovers, and specifically Mercedes Sprinter vans. I went up there the other day and saw some of those. They're pretty big. And in fact, I saw the shop the other day for the first time. Very neat, tidy, nice place. And the personal service there is pretty much second to none. And I'll explain what O2 means later, where that they got the name O2 Motorsports.
Love that story.
The story, yes. And if you folks out there would like to chime in, because our topic is going to be a good one tonight, call 530-605-4567, or you can text L at
707-499-8999.
And you can always get us through Messenger, Ask L, Ron Lim, Lenny Matthews. And you can go to KCNR1460.com and listen to us live. Or if you have a radio, you can go to 96.5 FM or 1460 AM. So, L,
yeah.
What are we talking about?
Hey, we have a great topic tonight.
What is that?
It's on point for Valentine's Day, and it's...
Hey, happy Valentine's Day to everybody.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I saw your red shirt there and reminded me.
She already said it, too. She
did?
She was on the ball. Yeah, she wished everybody...
Okay, well, happy Valentine's Day to everybody.
Happy Valentine's
Day,
everybody.
While we sit here in the studio?
Yep. So, did you know that everybody has a love language?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
Well,
a lot of people don't know it, but a lot of people do. It's been around a while.
Well, they know it. They just mean that you don't call it that. They don't know it's a love language. You just do it.
Well, we're going to talk about the five love languages tonight for our show, just because
There's only five?
There's five according to Gary Chapman.
All right, Gary. Thank you.
Who is responsible for the concept of the five love languages. And, his concept is that the love languages are just different ways to express love on emotional levels. So I'm going to tell you what they are, and then I'm going to tell you what they are.
Well, before you even start,
yeah.
Please. Is it the same for men and women? Is it the same five?
It is.
It's not a different list for guys.
It's not a different list for guys.
Okay.
And
good to know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Another tool in your tool belt for having a successful and happy relationship.
Well, I guess I better read that.
So, the five love languages are, and again, I'm going to go in and shortly and explain what they are. The first one is words of affirmation. So, you know, quickly, you look nice in that outfit. You guys look great, Lenny. I love that hot red shirt you're wearing.
Yeah, wow. Well, those rhinestones, diamonds,
with
or
the
what?
Accessories.
All the accessories. The next one is gifts, and gifts are universal. Every culture gives gifts. That's a universal thing. But to some people, they mean more than to others. The next one, number three, acts of service. So that's doing something for the other person. Quality time is number four. And then number five is physical touch. And like I said, we're going to go into these a little bit more depth, but to give you a little background is the concept around these was developed by Gary Chapman. So I want to give credit where credit is due, and you can get his book from Amazon called Five Love Languages.
How long ago did he come up with this?
That's a good question, but it's been around a while. So
maybe they call it something else before.
I think I was reading it in the 90s, so it could be even older than that. But it's timeless. At the same time, the concepts are timeless.
Concepts about it.
So, you know, his whole thing is that if you understand one another's primary love language, you're going to be have a more successful relationship and be able to give that person more of what they're needing. And so if you're not speaking your partner's primary love language, you might as well, in his opinion, you might as well just be speaking different languages. One of you might as well be speaking Chinese and the other one speaking, you know, Italian or something. You're not going to be communicating on the same page. So the love languages are designed to help couples or anyone to express love in a way that is the most meaningful to the other person. So this concept really birthed out of couples complaining that this complaint, he doesn't love me, she doesn't love me, and another person would commonly say, well, I don't understand that because I'm doing this and this and this and that for you, so why would you not feel loved? And typically, in a couple, they're sincere about this. They're sincere about what they're doing for the other person to show that person love. And the other person's sincere about not feeling loved. It's not that anybody's behaving badly. It's just that they're not hearing each other's, they're not understanding each other's love language. So it's really easy to, you know, just not be on the same page anymore and miss what it is that that partner needs. So one partner can be expressing love in a meaningful way, but it's not connecting with the other person. So the love languages are a method of helping partners connect on that level. So now we're going to get into those love languages. And by the way, this is kind of quick. I mean, we could go through this quick or slow. It kind of depends on how we move through it. And if we end up getting through it all too fast, we're going to dive into finish up last week's, which is, what does a woman mean when she says this or that?
I have one question.
Yes, ma'am.
Before we dive in here. This is assuming that you've got a significant other, correct, when we're talking about relationships?
Well, it's kind of how I'm focusing the topic tonight, but it can apply to all relationships. Your children, it can apply to your parents, it can apply to significant people in your world that you're just, for some reason, you're having a hard time connecting with or not feeling understood.
Yeah, and today I did a lot of thinking about, okay, so what does my love language look like? And I came up with more than one, but I felt like I used my love language throughout my day, every day with people that I meet, people that I love. It really gave me some insight on how I am as a person to other people, whether I love them or not. Some of my languages are consistent, love or not love, and then some are only for people that I love.
Okay.
So
it was
very, very interesting. I did some introspection there. Mm-hmm. So
that's good because it's your way of moving through life.
Exactly.
You're moving through life, and so somebody, if somebody was your partner, they could learn a lot about you just by watching how you interact with others and see what you're, and that's really one of his points, is that we tend to give the same way that we are wanting to be given to. Yeah, to be
absolutely
treated. So before we dive into going through the different love languages, there's some questions you can ask yourself if you're not sure what your love language is. So some questions you can ask yourself is, one, you just said it, Lenny, how do I express love to others? So the way that you're expressing love to others is a really good indication of what your primary. Now, we all have all of these to some degree, but we have a primary one and then a secondary one. Maybe some people out there are equal across the board. Typically, you have one primary one and then you have one that's your least. So How do you know what it is? What is it that you do? How do you express love to others? Now, one thing that I do is I'm always letting people know. I words of affirmation, building people up, giving people compliments. It comes pretty natural. And what I'm going to do right now is I'm just going to draw a line under that. We're going to take a commercial break and come back and continue on with how you
That's
can
good.
Figure it out. Yeah.
Be right back.
Okay.
I cannot be waiting, I said to myself when we're old.
On display now at Turtle Bay Museum, Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience at times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
The City of Redding cares about clean, affordable transportation. Redding Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Hello, this is
Elle. And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle Show. We're coming back from a break. We also have with us the lovely co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews.
Why, thank you. And
with the bright red. And we are brought to you tonight by Stephen Stacy Lowry, owners of O2 Motorsports on Prestige Way near Caterpillar, just off of Caterpillar Road behind the Valero Gas Station on Prestige Way. They have over 30 years of experience working with German cars like VWs, Land Rovers, Porsches, Audis, BMWs, and the great big Mercedes Sprinter vans that like FedEx and all those people use. What else? If you would like to call in, we'd like to hear from you talking about love languages. We'd like to hear about you, what yours is. Call in 530-605-4567, or you can just listen in at kcnr1460.com, or you can text L at
707-499-8999.
Or you can message us on Messenger at Ask L, Ron Lim, and Lenny Matthews. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, we're going to dive back into it. Where we were was, if you're just joining us, we were talking about the 5 love languages that most people operate in terms of relationships. You have a specific way that you want to give love and especially want to receive love. And those have been put into 5 categories. Those categories, I'm just going to run through them really quick, and we're going to go into them a little bit more in depth here in a second, are words of affirmation, acts of gifts, so that would be receiving gifts or giving gifts, acts of service, so that's doing nice things for other people. Quality time, that speaks for itself. And physical touch, that speaks for itself too, but it doesn't always mean sex. And so right before the break, I was sharing how you can kind of do a self-assessment. What is your love language? How do you know what your primary love language is? And the first one is, how do I express love to others? So what do you do that you do that feels like a loving act? That's one way you can know what your primary love language is. The next one is, what do I complain about the most? And what that means is something like this. You don't spend enough time with me. If you're complaining about something you're not receiving, and that tends to be the message that you're getting out there, that would probably mean that your love language is you like quality time with your special person or people in your world. This doesn't just apply to partners, but we're focusing on partners tonight. This is Valentine's Day.
Or you never say nice things to me.
Yeah.
Where's you never tell me I'm pretty anymore.
Words of affirmation.
You never take out the garbage.
So for that person, it would be words of affirmation more than quality time.
The next way that you can tell, so I'm giving you three ways you can tell, is what do I request the most often? Those are kind of overlapping.
Yeah.
What are you complaining about, and what do you request the most often? Now, I used to request when I was married, I would say, hey, let's go for a drive together. Hey, let's go to the store together. Hey, let's go. So what does that tell me? That tells me I like quality time. I want to spend time with that person. Speaking in your partner or significant person's love language, it might not feel natural. In fact, it's probably not going to feel natural. It's probably going to have to be something that you learn. But, you know, we're not talking about being comfortable. When you love somebody and you're in a committed, long-lasting relationship, whether it be with a child or you're a parent or a partner, we're talking about love. So love is something that we do for someone else. So this is something you're going to have to learn to be comfortable in. Learn your partner's love language. It's okay to ask. Ask these questions. You know, what could I do more? This is a good question to ask your partner. Is what is it that, on a scale of 1 to 10, what is it that you would like me to do more of? Do you feel like I spend enough time with you on a scale of 1 to 10? And that might give you an indication if the person says,
5.
Okay, what can I do? What can I do to level up that number? That's a loving thing to do. You're getting to know. So here we go. We're going to dive into the love languages. And the first one we're going to talk about is words of affirmation. So for this person that likes words of affirmation, it doesn't always mean that actions speak louder than words. To this person, words mean a lot. And I have a few people in my world where this is true. Say, you know, that word of encouragement, that word, and it has to be meaningful. Like I said before, we have a BS meter. And we know it's an authenticity meter. We know when someone's BSing us and when someone's not. So you want to be authentic about these. But if this is your love language, then unsolicited compliments mean the world to you. Hearing the words, I love you, are important. Hearing the reasons behind that love is important to you. And insults can leave you shattered. Insults wreck me. I am wrecked by insults. Undone, devastated, not getting over it for a while. They're just not easily forgotten. So part of words of affirmation, the author breaks it down into categories, and one is verbal compliments, what we just kind of talked about. Words of appreciation are powerful communicators of love. So encouraging words, that means you're inspiring that person. If there's something that that person is good at, hey, I think I want to go to the gym. Words of encouragement would be, you know what, you're going to do great at the gym. That's good for you for getting out there. I really admire you taking that on and making it, I don't know, I'm just, you know.
Or you're so good at that. If I like to catch somebody in the act of something and say, that's really coming along. That painting is beautiful.
Yes.
You're so good at that.
Yes. So for somebody where words of affirmation, that's going to be very uplifting, elevate. It's going to elevate them. And that's, if you love somebody, that's what you want to do. You want to elevate them so they can show up their very best. We're encouraging words also inspire courage. So the next one has kind words. So this, again, is under words of affirmation, are kind words. So if we're to communicate lovely verbal words, we must use kind words. That's so true. Kind words.
Very much.
I think this must be one of my love languages, because kind words, you can tell me the truth and it can be brutal.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't say it brutally,
I say it with love.
Yeah.
I always say, no matter what it is, come from a place of love.
Yeah, I love that. You have said that many times.
And even if it's bad news,
yeah.
Even if it's saying, I'm sorry, I can't do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you do it in a place, coming from a place of love, it feels completely different than just no.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
Totally different. And I say, this isn't my saying, but I heard it and I love it. It's say what you mean, but don't say it mean.
Exactly.
Don't say it mean. Not that I'm not guilty of it. Anybody, my kids, if you're listening, they know there's times I've said it mean, but I usually try to go back and definitely fix
yeah.
it. Retie the strings that might have been cut in that situation. So kind words. So if your partner's words, love language is words of affirmation, then use encouraging words, use kind words. And the next one is use humble words. So that's basically love makes requests. And that's the difference between, hey, take out the garbage, or would you be willing, if you have a minute, would you be willing to take out the garbage for me? That would mean so much right now. So it's making a request. It's not making a demand. Making a demand is demeaning. So we need to be careful of those things that are, begin to sound very critical and parental.
Nagging.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and I hate that. You know what? If I was a guy, I would hate that, because I hate being a nag. I hate it. I would much rather be a lover, you know?
Yeah. Making a nice request.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And a lot of times it's just an instant response that, and now for women, and we're making a request of our man, he naturally wants to do things that make our life, that improve our life or make our life better. Now, he might be focused and forget, but it doesn't mean he doesn't want to do that for us. And so a nice reminder is, hey, that garbage is still in my way. You know, do you have a minute right now to take it out so that I can keep moving in my whatever I've got going on?
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's cooking, dumping things in the garbage.
Yeah.
I need it cleared out. If we make our needs known in the form of a request, we're giving guidance to our partner. We're not giving an ultimatum. So if this is your partner's love language, set a goal. Give a goal to your partner to compliment each other. You could make this a goal. Compliment each other. Just make it a point to compliment each other once a day, but make it real. Okay, so moving on, and how are we on time? We're good. Okay, we're getting through these really fast.
A minute or two.
Huh?
Another minute or two.
Okay.
Right now.
So the next one is quality time.
Love that one.
Me too.
Love it.
Liam, have you figured out what yours is yet?
I like quality time.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Well, that was
well
good
said.
well said, Liam.
You're so deep.
Liam is deep.
He just went so deep on that one.
Wow.
Can you talk about quality time?
For me, I mean, obviously, I enjoy other things too, right? But it's like, if I'm trying to know you, I don't really care what we're doing. Like, it doesn't have to be anything special. It's about, the connection. So, you said earlier, Al, going to the store.
Mm-hmm.
The store can be special if you make it special.
Yeah.
Right?
A lot of fun.
Yeah. a lot of things can be special if you, like, make them special. And it's almost like even it can become an acts of service thing because you're, like, taking something mundane and creating, like, a memory.
For sure.
Out of it. So,
thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, just walking across the street can be special because you're just spending time with that person if it's quality time.
Yeah, you have the soul. You have an old soul.
It's about
soul.
The intentionality.
Yeah, he does. The Liam. Intentionality, yes. Yeah. Thank you, Liam. That was great. So to a person who likes quality time as their primary love language, nothing says I love you like full, individual, undivided attention. And we're going to say more about this one after our break.
Okay. See you back.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading wants to wish you a Happy New Year. And to celebrate the new year, Quick and Clean offers car wash packages starting at only $9. Now the winter weather is upon us when dirt and grime can really build up on your vehicle. So stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Good evening, happy Valentine's, and this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle Show.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, I'm not done. This is co-host Ron Lim for the Ask Elle Show.
Coco's so sorry. She's stepping all over you.
My co-host with the most is stepping on my words.
Very
That's
sorry.
Okay. It's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Thank happy you. Valentine's Day, everybody. Which, you know, everybody is out having dinner with their
special person.
Their special person. We're sitting here on the radio station.
But I'm with probably two of my best friends.
Yes, yeah, so. I'm here with the two loveliest ladies.
Three amazing people.
Yeah, I'm here with the two loveliest ladies I could be with. And so
aww.
I'm fine.
My BS meter just went off. <Yeah. laughs>
Wait,
for sure.
Let me lay on some more.
Words of affirmation got to count.
Yeah. Words of affirmation. And we're spending quality time together, too.
We are doing
and
that.
And I have a gift for you, some salted peanuts.
Hey, you did bring flowers to us.
That's right. I did bring you
pre-show
guys flowers.
Pre-show meeting.
So.
Yeah.
Well, we are kudos brought to you. Thank you. We are brought to you by Stephen Lowry. Stacy Lowry from O2 Motorsports. And, you know, I asked him where they got O2 from, you know. It's not oxygen. It's actually stands for Ohana, Hawaiian Ohana, for family. And the two of them came together, both with kids.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I love that.
You shared that before, but for some reason I just got it that the...
You weren't listening.
I was listening. The two, but the Ohana meaning family, yeah, and they both brought family together. So two families came together. I didn't catch the Ohana.
Yeah.
So, there's a part that...
Yeah, so they stuck that in there with motorsports.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And it makes sense. It just sounds good.
And yeah, and they're, you know, a small business, local, and...
And they're awesome people.
Awesome, yes, and the personal service is second to none. They do work on German cars there. They have over 30 years experience with German cars, Volkswagens, BMWs, Porsches, Audis, Land Rovers, and Mercedes Sprinter vans. So if you have any of those,
yeah, go see. Nothing but great things about their, their business.
And so tonight, if you would like to call in and chime in with our topic and talk about your language, your love language, please do at 530-605-4567. Or you can just listen at kcnr1460.com. Or you can text L at
707-499-8999. And we did get a text from Joni, my friend back east, and she says, happy Valentine's, everybody.
Oh, well, happy
Valentine's Day, Joni. Thank you.
Same to you.
And, yeah, where was I?
I'm sorry. If you'd like to text in, text me.
Oh, yeah, you can message. You can message. Yeah, you can also message us on Facebook to Ask L, Ron Lemon, Lenny Matthews. Okay.
Okay. Now. So if you're just now tuning in, we are, because it's Valentine's Day, we're going over love languages. And if you didn't know, everybody has a primary love language that. A specific way that is meaningful to them of somebody showing them love, the significant people in their life showing them love. So the love languages, which we've already covered a couple of them, I'm going to go over them really quick here. Words of affirmation, gifts, giving gifts. The third one is acts of service. So that's doing nice things for somebody. Fourth one is quality time, spending quality time together. And the fifth one is physical touch. So we were just, touching on quality time, and, Liam chimed in on that one for us. Thank you so much, Liam. But
you're welcome.
Man of many words.
That was a fat knee. You're welcome. Quality time. So to somebody whose, love language is quality time, spending quality time together, nothing says I love you like full undivided attention. So being there for this type of person is critical, but what really being there means is with the TV off. So when you're there with that person, the TV's off.
The phone.
Huh? Well, it could be.
The phone's off.
Oh, the phone's off. I looked at Liam. She said the phone, and I'm like, we have a call.
This phone. You need to show her things like that.
Yeah.
Flashcards.
An act of service would be to make me flashcards, please. Yes, the phone is off. The TV is off.
You're not fiddling with something.
We actually have a caller.
Oh, okay.
You want to take it or you want to continue?
Yeah, no, let's
Tim is on the phone.
It is Tim.
Welcome, Tim. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, Tim.
Happy Valentine's Day to you guys, too.
Thank you.
Well, I guess guys might not be the most accurate. Ladies and guys, whatever.
Well, hey, I'm but here. Me and Liam are here.
You're true. You're true. Like one-third of a trio. So.
Actually, we have four here.
Yeah, we have four.
Liam in the house.
Oh, you do? Oh, yeah. Half and half.
Two and two.
So one of the thoughts that I kind of had listening to you is that it's pretty important to kind of clarify with somebody what they mean, right? I mean, quality time to me might look completely different than it does to my partner. So I think it's important to kind of clarify with somebody or try to understand what they're meaning when they say that.
Yeah.
Because for somebody like me, quality time for me might just be being present and not really talking, because talking isn't something I do very well.
Oh. And Tim, we know you. You happen to be a good friend of ours.
Yes.
So. We know this about
so
you.
So sitting and not saying anything is quality time, and what you're saying is that you'd like someone to just sit and not say anything with you?
Well, not necessarily, but it would be very easy for me to mistake my idea of quality time for
yes.
meeting the need of somebody who wants to spend time with me and actually talk.
But right, your right. quality time is just as important as anyone else's, and we all have different. I think all of our quality, our time that's quality time looks different.
Yeah.
We're all individuals.
It does, but if we're looking at how do I communicate my love to somebody else, then I have to meet them in the way that they accept love or feel love, not necessarily in what I think that should look like.
Yeah.
And so, you know, sometimes it's really easy to kind of make an assumption that, my ideas are, sufficient when they may have a completely different expectation.
Yeah, and I think that's a really good point, Tim, because I happen to know you really well.
Mm-hmm.
We've had business ventures together, and, we're in situations where we end up in the same room together. And so you and I, our personalities are very different. When we're having a meeting, you're quiet and you don't talk. I'm a jabbermouth. Blah, 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 blah. So how do you get, that would be challenging for somebody whose natural, talking, say your talking level is, me, maybe at an 8 or 9, and yours might be at a 4. And how does somebody that's not naturally a talker try to raise that level? I mean, you're bringing up a really good point. How does somebody that's not a natural talker raise that level to somebody who's leveling? Because one of my love languages is conversation.
And he would want to bring yours down just a smidge.
Yeah, he'd have to somehow work on
compromise.
That.
Compromise.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
And that's something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It comes over time, right?
Yeah,
probably. But it's a good point. Thank you for that. So,
yeah.
And communication. Tim, you would communicate your needs, and she would do the same, probably.
Well, hopefully.
But, Elle will tell you that, one of my big things is that I don't communicate my needs. Silence for me is, something I'm pretty comfortable with. And it's easy for somebody like me to assume that, she just gets it when the truth is she doesn't. And
I'm just talking between the empty spaces. That's what sounds like.
Yeah.
I get it.
But, I think one of the things I've learned is that, Elle had mentioned it before, speaking somebody else's love language isn't necessarily comfortable. But if that person in the relationship is important to you, then it's something that you need to be able to step out of your comfort zone and say, I'm going to move in this direction because I know it's important to you.
Yeah. Well, very good point, and thank you very much for weighing in on this because it did give us space to bring up some good points around it.
Yeah, awesome.
So you guys have a happy Valentine's.
You
too.
You
too, Tim.
Thank you. Okay, so staying on this concept of quality time, our caller just brought up what quality time means to different people, and you brought up one, Lenny, which is you turn the phone off. And I know that about you. I'm learning that with you. Like, when I'm with you, put my phone away.
Well, I don't ever have mine out.
No, you don't.
When I'm with people, I want to be with them because I spend a lot of time alone, mm-hmm. and I cherish and value my time with the people I love and care about.
And as you and I become closer and closer friends, I'm learning how important that is to you. And learning to put my phone away more when we're spending time together.
I appreciate that. I hope I didn't make you feel uncomfortable.
Not at all. Not at all. It's just learning, you know. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back.
I feel you touch me in the pouring rain, and the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again, and you come.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlus Pizza, pasta, and more, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlus will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlus today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlus Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlus Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlus Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlus Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Well, not when it comes to minor or major auto body repair. That's when you need to call the professionals at Crossroads Auto Body Repair. They're located at 3045 Crossroads Drive, and their number is 530-226-0992. Call today and make an appointment for a free estimate. Gift certificates are also available at Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992 and make an appointment today for a free estimate. That's 530-226-0992.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pen, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
She's got a pad on 34th and Vine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9.
Hello, this is Elle. I'm happy Valentine's Day.
This is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle Show.
And Lenny Matthews.
Our co-host with the most.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Happy Valentine's Day to you guys, too.
Thank you, Ron.
Yes, and we are brought to you by Stephen Stacy Lowry from O2 Motorsports, where they work on German cars, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Land Rovers, and Audis. They're located on Prestige Way, which is just off of Caterpillar Road behind the Valera station at the corner of Caterpillar and 99.
North Market, yeah.
Yeah. Good local, small business, great service.
Great people.
Clean shop.
Locally owned.
The other day. Not a drop of oil anywhere.
Wow. I think that's a brand new building.
It is a new building, yeah.
I think, yeah, it's beautiful.
Very nice.
So I'm really happy.
Yeah,
for
so in our last 10 or 15 minutes here, we'd like to hear you call in and tell us all about your love language at 530-605-4567, or you can listen in at kcnr1460.com, or you can text L.
707-499-8999.
Or you can go to Messenger and get her at Ask L, me at Ron Lim, and Lenny Matthews. Okay, picking up where we left off.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in for the last little bit of our show, we decided to cover love languages tonight because it's Valentine's Day, and everybody has a primary love languages. There are 5 of these, and I'm going to cover them real quick. Words of affirmation, so that's saying nice things to each other. Gifts, giving gifts. Number 3 is acts of service. Number 4 is spending quality time together. And number 5 is physical touch. So we left off on quality time. And that's kind of a big one for a lot of people. And we didn't get through it all, but here are some practical. So for somebody that quality time is important to them, it could be something like taking a walk, but it's needs to be just the two of you or going out to eat, but you're looking at each other while you're talking. Time is a strong communicator for people. Quality time is a strong communicator of love. And listening, that's a big deal about listening. And so here's some practical tips for listening, and then we've got a caller that we'll take. Here's practical tips for listening, because this is really important to your person that likes quality time. Maintain eye contact while the other person is talking. So you're as Lenny's turning around on giving me the back of her head. Don't do something else at the same time. There's the phone. Put the phone away. Listen for feelings and confirm them. Ask yourself, what emotion is this person experiencing? Observe body language. Refuse to interrupt. That's a big one. And quality conversation also calls for self-revelation. So in order for your partner to feel loved, you've got to reveal some of yourself too. So we've got a caller, Joni. And
hello, Joni. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, Joni.
Hi, Joni.
Happy Valentine's Day. How's everybody doing out there?
Great.
We're doing great. How are you doing?
Yeah, you know, I'm on the couch. What can I say, Al?
Well, that's a good place to be sometimes.
But I was just going to say something that you haven't mentioned yet, which is humor. Because I know that I make my husband laugh all the time. I mean, I've made him laugh for years, like real belly laughs. And
yeah.
I think that
he'll
be around forever because of that.
So that's
a good
point. Like, what would that fall under? Would that be considered quality time, your quality time together with humor, making each other laugh?
Good question.
Maybe there needs to be a sixth one.
I don't know.
You better talk to Mr. Chapman.
I don't know. I didn't know if it fell into any of those categories.
No, but it's good.
Yeah.
It's good to know. I mean,
but I think
it's an act of service. You're giving him the gift of laughter.
I really, truly believe that's where it fits in.
Yeah.
Because I think that if you can make someone laugh, that makes their day.
Yeah.
That's a gift.
That is a gift. So you're giving him the gift
of
laughter.
And he also makes me laugh too, so it's not just a one-way street.
Yeah,
I love that.
I do like that.
Well, and y'all are also validating each other when you laugh.
Yeah, you know, because I think when you laugh together, it shows, you know, a common sense of humor, and you know, when you have things in common, whether it's politics or humor or you know, a hobby like hiking.
Yeah, I've seen couples that
together.
I've seen couples that do nothing but that to each other, and that's, you know, that's their love language. They just laugh.
Yeah,
and when I say laugh, I mean I don't mean poking fun at at the other person's expense. Most of the time, I'm poking fun at myself, and that's what makes them laugh. But it's always done. You know, with a positive attitude. It's not
you guys get each
humor
other.
Humor is not at somebody's expense.
Okay.
You get each other.
Got it.
You make each other laugh.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for that, Joni. And thank you for calling in. It's
always
good to hear from you. Yeah.
Yeah, I listen to you guys every week. You know, I was a little late signing in today. I looked at the clock and I said, oh, damn it.
Yeah,
well, it's 9:30. I better sign.
I don't know if this is considered quality time together or if it's just a gift you're giving us by listening in.
But we appreciate the love language.
Yes, thank you.
It is quality time because I love you guys.
Yeah.
And I love to listen
you too,
to you
Joni.
Every week, and makes me feel like I'm in contact with you. And
yeah.
One of these days, I may just get out there and be knocking on the door saying, hey, what, can I be a special guest tonight because I'm here?
We'd love
absolutely.
Make our day.
Yeah,
right,
don't doubt it. It could happen.
All right.
Good rest of your Valentine
you
evening.
Thank you.
You guys have a good Valentine evening.
You too.
Good
thank
night,
you.
Guys.
All right. Good night.
So we have a couple of more love languages to cover, and the next one is gifts. So this is not mistaking gifts for necessarily materialism. the receiver of the gift, somebody who the act of love is giving gifts to, thrives on the love and the thoughtfulness and the effort behind the gift. So getting a gift from, now that's interesting because I like to give gifts, but I don't like to get gifts. So that would, I like doing things for people, maybe, maybe not. So
I love it.
Yeah.
And it depends
on.
You're
a good gift giver.
Thank you.
Yeah. So if you speak this language, if this is one of your love languages, the perfect gift or gesture shows that you are known, that you're cared for, that you're prized, above whatever was sacrificed to bring the gift to you. So if that required time, money, whatever, you mean more than whatever it took to make that gift for you. Oh, that's so interesting.
But if you're overdoing it with materialistic things,
oh, definitely.
Like,
there's, again, is the BS meter, you know. Yep. There's somebody that is showering you with too many gifts too soon. That's such a red flag because that means
that's love
control.
Bombing, isn't it?
It could be. It could be an indication of eventually turning into control. Love bombing, mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, you know, I was talking to two friends today. And they both, I told them what the program was going to be about. And they both gave me what they felt their love languages were. And, you know, it's funny, the two of them were almost exactly the same. Affirmation first, mm-hmm. Acts of service, quality time, gifts were at the bottom. But I also found it was kind of interesting with the one friend is that her primary, everything changed because she was going through the toxic relationship marriage. And so her list of primaries changed when she was out of that. You know, touch wasn't so important. Gifts weren't important. But then as she got out of that into a, you know, different kind of relationship. Then
healthy one.
Healthy. Then, you know, it changed a little bit. So it's not just, you know, your love language can change, I guess is what I'm saying, over time or the relationship you're in.
Mine has never changed.
Yeah.
Well, certainly with the partner that you're with, I would imagine it would change, especially
or
if you're with someone that's
guess, too,
not very that. Nice to you. You wouldn't want him to touch you and give you gifts.
Yes, well,
yeah.
So it changes. It
yeah.
can change. I
for
just
sure.
thought that was interesting. They both had the same list.
I have.
What are you chuckling about? What are you? Share. You have to share now.
The text that just came in.
Okay.
Joni.
Joni, yeah, okay.
She said, gift giving is tricky because it can also be WTF. Was he thinking when he got me this? And I got to say, there's a lot of truth to that because my ex would try. He would try to get me gifts, but his trying was like, it was so hard to give a genuine response. So what we ended up working out was, he would give me money. I would love that because then I could go buy what it is that I needed
yeah.
that would fit. And, so
but
we worked it out. But gifts are bottom.
But to
of the
some people, they feel like you didn't take your time to
put some effort,
put some
in
effort
it.
Into
yeah.
it too. So you gotta know what the other person is likes that better.
Yes. Okay. What is their love language? Yeah. And for me, gifts bottom, very bottom. It's not gifts are not something that I hardly. It's not my.
Yeah, that kind
hey.
Of gift,
yeah.
no, but gift of time or...
Well, the gift of... Yeah, because mine is... My,
gift
I would
of
say
person.
My top one is quality time, but mm-hmm. quality time for me is also...
Well, just having me around is a gift.
And you're so doggone
Lynn,
humble.
I know, right?
Oh, too funny. So
you're a gift of gab.
Almost everything written on the subject of love indicates that the heart of love is the spirit of giving. So we are going to move on from gifts to our last love language. Oh, no, we got two more. What did I do? Did I miscount this? Okay, so
quick fire.
We've got acts of service and physical touch are our last two gifts. So acts of service, you know, speaks for itself. It can be something as simple as vacuuming the floors. Yeah, doing something for somebody that's going to make their life
easier.
Physical touch. What?
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, and please do it without attitude. Because it's not even worth having you do it if if you can feel that they don't want, really want to help, but they feel obligated.
Okay. And the last one is physical touch, and we're not really going to get into that, but it speaks for itself.
Yes.
All right.
All right.